Wir holen da für Yudalim Abiz. Hier ta. Umaktir es akteris sumetiv es aneris. Again, the Mishnah says that these 7 days before Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol is put away in the Lishchas Parhadrin, he does the avoid all those 7 days, the Mishnah said. He was Zerik Yes Adam, Umaktir es akteris. As he brought the Korban Atomit, he was Zerik the Dam, he was Maktir the Kteris. And then the Mishnah says, Umaktir es aneris. Has all these 7 days the Kohen Gadol did these avoidis, kedait he should be rogulim doing avoidim, that when it comes to Yom Kippur, he'll know how to do the avoidim. Has the whole year round the Kohen Gadol did not have to do these avoidis. Has even the Meitiv as Aneiris and Akteris, Stam Kohanim could do it. But these 7 days, Badavka the Kohen Gadol had to do it. So the Seder was, it says, Umakhtir as Akteris, the Mishnah says, Mashma first they brought the Akteris, and then Umaytiv as Aneiris. Then they made that Tov as Aneiris, they cleaned out the Aneiris. The Gemara says, Alma, what do we see from our Mishnah? That Keteris Beresha, in the morning, first they brought the Keteris, for Hoda Neris, and then they were massacring the Neris. So that's the Seder of the Avoidus of every day. So the Gemara Ramini have a Kasha. The Mishnah, Gemara and Tomid, that Misha Zocha Bedishin Mizbeach Apnimi, that they used to have a piece, they used to have the girl there, to choose who would be the Kohen to take care, clean out the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Then it says, Umisha Zocha B'Menoira, who's the next Kohen that will do the next Avodah, cleaning, taking care of the Menoira? Umisha Zocha B'Kteris. And then the third piece would be, who does the Kteris? So you see, what's the Seder? First they took care of the Menoira, and then they brought the Kteris. So of course, it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Umak Dures HaKteris, then Umetiv HaSaneris. So it's a theory, what came first? Did the Kteris come first? Or did the Neiros come first? Rashi says, "Kol Misha Zochem, Sholosh Mishnayis Sein B'Seder Atomid." These are three Mishnayis in the Gemara Atomid. Stura Zuachazu, K'Seder Avodosai. Like that's the Seder they did every morning. Misha Zochem L'Pias B'Dishim Zvech Apnimi. Noitel did that. When they finished that mission, the next mission was took care of the Menoira. And then the next mission said they took care of the Keteris. So you see clearly the Keteris came after the Menoira. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says first on the Keteris, then that service as the Neiros. So our answer is, Amar Rav Huna, Man Tana Tomid, Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvahu. The Mishnah new Mishnah holds, first the Keteris comes, then came the Tavos Aneiris, and that Mishnah in Tomid is not a Stam Mishnah, but it's a Yochid. It goes Aliba to Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. He's the Tana in Tomid, and he holds the opposite, that first came the Menorah, then came the Keteris. Rashi man tana tomid, Rabbi Shimon a mitzvahu. The shamin alei bebraisa the ari bilcha seder a tomid. He's the one that talks about in mesechta tomid there, the seder of the tomid. So that yochid, Rabbi Shimon isha mitzvah, he holds not like our Mishnah. For the Gemara v'ibcha shamin alei, name snapshot. We learned that we'll soon see Rabbi Shimon isha mitzvah can't be the stam tana from the Mishnah in tomid, because in the Gemara tomid we'll see that Rabbi Shimon argues on a stam Mishnah. So you see, clearly, the Stam Mishnais in there is not the Shem Nisha Mitzvah. V'yibka Shem Minilah, that's none, we learned over there. By the Korban Atomid in the morning. Boloi Lekerim Mizroch Esvoinis. As after they made the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, now they had to make the Zrika Saddam. Now it's a Korban Oilo. A Korban Oilo, the Zrika saw a Shtayim Shem Arba. That means that two opposite corners, they make the Zrika Saddam, only two times, one here and one here. And each time, it's Shtayim, it goes on both sides of the corners. So it's called Shtayim Shem Arba. Now how do they do these Shtayim Shem Arba? The Tanan, Bo Lo Lekerim Mizroch Esvoinis. First he came to the east, northern corner. Noisein Mizroch Esvoina. He put on there one Zerika, that corner, that the dams went to both sides. One on the Mizroch side of the Mizbeach, and on the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. That's called Shtayim, that's called Acha Shem Shtayim. Then the Kohen went to the Marov Esvoinis. He went to the west, south side. Noisein Marov Adroima. He put another Zerika Saddam on the other side, over here, that is one Zerika went to both sides of the Mizbeach. That's what a Stam Mishnah says there in Tomit. Now, V'toni Yoloh, the Braisa says on that Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah Mishane B'Tomit. Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah argues on the Stam Mishnah there, and says, no, by the Korban HaTomit, it was done a little bit differently. How was it done a little bit differently? That the first part is Maskim to him. First you took the dam and went to the Mizrachis Svoinis. Go to the north-eastern corner of the Mizbeach. Noisei Mizrocha Tzvoyna. There is also masking. Make one Zrikas Adam in that corner, that the dam goes on both sides of the corner. So sit it like you have dam on the Mizrach side and on the Tzofen side. But then you go to the Marovas Droimis, go to the opposite diagonal, the other side, the west southern side. Over there, Reb Shimon, Isha Mitzvah holds, you don't make stam one Zrika there to go on both corners, but rather there you have to make two Zrikas on the two sides. He holds Noisei Marova, first make one Zrika on the west side of the Mizbeach, the Achakach Noisei Droima, and then he holds a separate Zrika you have to make on the south side. So he makes the Chilik, that the first Zrika you make on the Tzvainis, on the Mizrach Tzvainis, that's only one. That's one that comes out to be two. But when you come to the other side, the Marovas Droimis, there he holds you make two. That's Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah's chat. Why does he say this? We'll soon see in the next Gemara why he says this. But our Kol Parim, what we're showing now is that you can't say Estam Mishneh Masechta Tamid goes according to Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Because here we see he argues on the Estam Mishneh. So Rashi of Ibcha Shemin Lo, the Bar Pluktayuhu, that he argues on the Stam Mishnah the Tamid. The Shemin Lev, the Pligi has Stam the Masechta Tamid. So he took Mishnah the Tamid Kavosei. So you can't say the Stam Mishnaisin of Tamid, like he wanted to answer, there's no steer with the Stam Mishnah in Yuma to the Stam Mishnah in Tamid, because the Stam Mishnah in Tamid is not a Stam Mishnah, it's a Yochid of Shimon Isha Mitzvah. No, that's not true, because over there, Shimon argues on the Stam Mishnah, so he's not the Stam Tana there. Rashi says, the Tanam of Masechta Tamid, Bo loy koin azorik es adam lakir mizroch asroinis, shel mizroch, Nois Shamas Shamas Beich, Nois Seima Tona Rishoina. He puts the first Zrika Sadam, which is one Zrika, which comes out to be on two corners, Mizrach Sveina. Matona Achas, Kimin Gam, Yevonis, the Keros, the Mizrach Lutzofen. And then he goes to Misho, Makabola, Chobola, Kerem, Marobas, Roimis. He goes to the opposite corner, the north, the west, south side. But Nois Sein also there, Marobas, Roima. Sho'ayla, Tuna, Shtei Matonis. That's Lech, a Korban Oyla needs two Zrikas. Shein Arba, these two come out to really be four. That means B'shtei Kronos, Zu Kineged Al-Achsuna Shazu, the Mamas diagonally, the opposite corners, Kidei Shein Min Adam B'yabaruchas. Even though you only sprinkle twice, when you go to that corner, the dam goes on both sides of the corner, so it's as if the dam got on all four sides of the Mizbeach. Ki Abba Matonis, Akam Meforish, Maishinu Hani Tarti Kronos. Why do we pick from these two corners? Now, but Tony Lord of Shimon Isha Mitzvah Mishana Betomid. But Matin Dama Tomid, Me Matin Demei Kol Shar Oilus. Hey, he makes a chilek between a regular Korban Oila. Hey, a regular Korban Oila you bring throughout the day, he's also Maskim. It's only two Matonis, two Zerikas, that come out to be four. But he argues on the Tomid that you bring, even though it's a Korban Oila, here it's a little bit different. Like we said, the first Zerika on the Tzvainis Marovas is Maskim. On the Mizrach Tzvainis, his maskim is only one that comes out to be two. But when you go to the Tzvainis, my Rav is there with Yagas and says there, you have to make two separate Zrikas. One on the Tzofen side and one on the Marovah side. Right, that we'll soon see in the next Gemara why he holds like this. But our Kol Ponim was there to us, we're still back to the Kasha. It's a theory and two Stam Mishnaisen. Here Stam Mishnah in Yuma says, first they did the Keteris and then they did a Tavos HaNeris. And there's a Stam Mishnah in Tomid that says the opposite way. That first went the Neiris and then went the Kteris. So Mara says, Elo Amar Rabbi Yechidin, Man Tana, say the Yuma. You know who the Mishnah, who the Tana of our Mishnah here in Yuma is? We have Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Therefore, there's no Stira. True. There's Stam Mishnah in Tomid, that's a Stam Mishnah, that's a Chom Shittim. That first comes the Tavos HaNeiris and then comes the Kteris. Either Mishnah says Stam here, Kteris first. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. For the Gemara, good. Of a Barami, say the Yuma, say the Yuma. I'm going to ask you a stira now in the Mishnais in Gufa in Masech the Yuma. I have a stira in Mishnais in here. That here, our Mishnah right now says what? That the Keteris comes first, and then they did the Hatovas and Eris in the morning. The Tanan, and later the Mishnah said not like that. Later in the Chofei it says, Piyas Hashreni, what was the second girl, the second lottery they made to choose which Kahanim to do the Avoida? Piyas Hashreni was what? Was me shoychet who's going to shech the korban atomid? Me zorik who's going to make zrikas adam? Me medashim mizbeach apnimi who's going to clean out the inside mizbeach? Or me medashim yatsa menorah? Or me malei ivorim lekevis? And who's going to clean out the menorah? So you see clearly the menorah comes first, and then it says me malei ivorim lekevis. Who's going to bring the pieces of meat of the korban atomid on the mizbeach? Good, that's the first piece. Now, Pius HaShlishi, what do they do with the second girl? Who do we choose to do which avodas by the third choosing? That's Chadoshim L'Keteris. Every single day you have to have a new Kohen to bring the Keteris. It would never happen that one Kohen brought Keteris twice. By the Keteris, you always had to have a new Kohen. Boyu V'Hefisu. They came and they made a Pius, who should do the Keteris? But I call upon him, what do you see? What was the second one? Was the Menorah. And the third one was for the Keteris. So you see, even later, Stam Mishnah Yum also holds that first comes the Menorah, and then comes the Keteris. And that's not like our mission here. Our Mishnah says, first he did the Keteris, and then he did the Atavos HaNeiros. So we have a steer in Mishnah in Yum alone. Rashi, the first line, the big lines, the middle, Chadoshim, Rashi Kahanim Shloi Hektiru Keteris Yemeim. A Kohen that never brought the Keteris yet was Yitzkab Sukunun Lekan Legerul HaKeteris. Whoever never brought the Keteris yet came into the picture to maybe to be the one, and they chose which one. Avoloi Yishonim. He never did a second time. Doma Lekamon Meyolam Loishonim Bo'odom. No person ever brought the Keteris twice. The Vishoisim HaSheris. It made you rich. Shenem Yisivu Keteru Ba'pecha. Uchsiv Basfei Berach Hashem Cheloi. That was the Maisa. No two Kohanim ever brought, no Kohen brought the Keteris twice. But I call upon him, this is the Stira. There it says clearly, Atavos HaNeiros was the second Pius, and the third Pius was the Keteris. Not like our Mishneir, and the two Mishnais in the Masech Yuma. It should rather say to go according to the two different Man Yomrim. And the Gemara here, Omer Abaye, Loi Kasha, tell you there's no Stira. Omer Abaye, Kan be Atavos HaNeiros, Kan be atoves chomesh neiros. The way they did the menorah in the morning was, first they used to clean out five of the neiros, and then they would stop, and vice versa, by a hill they did the keteris in between, and then after they brought the keteris, then they finished off cleaning the last two neiros. So now there was no stiris in the Mishnayasin. It went to say there was first the menorah, then the keteris, then the menorah. So our Mishnah that says the keteris, then the neiros, means the keteris, and then the last two neiros. And the Mishnah later means that first they did the first five neiros, they cleaned out, then they did the Keteris. So Melo is no stira. That's what Abaye wants to answer. So Drashi can be atoves neiros. Lakamam perek shlishi amrinan shemafsek be atoves haneiros mishehetiv chomish. After he cleaned out five of the neiros, cleaned out the wicks, poisik he stopped. Omamtin achenasu avoid acheres bintayim. They did one other avoid in between. Then they finished off the last two neiros to clean them out. Now, a plea gets machlekes later, which avoid did they do in between the atavos haneiros? That Abishol v'Rabbonin, machlekes later between Abishol and the Rabbonin. Ikalaman diyama b'keteris masik. Then that's what Abaye is going to hold right now. That the keteris was in between. So there's no stira. They say there was menoira, keteris, and menoira. Masik lu. Vikulaman the yomu later no. Veshchites ha'tomid uzrikas domi masik lu. That in between the atomis haneiros, they start to do the shchites ha'tomid and the uzrikas adam. Lokam beforish time with asok. Later we'll see psukim. How do we know that in between fixing the menorah, that's when you stop to do a different avodah there? Now v'tana didan svirlei dikteris masik lu. It's Abaye once answered that out. Our tani and the Mishnah Yuma holds that in between the atomis haneiros was the avodah of the keteris. Hilkach, therefore there's no steer in the two Mishnahis in here. Hilkach, ha diktonik teres bereisha, that our Mishnah here says, dikteres came first, bereisha ba'atovesh de neiros kamer. It's talking about the dikteres came before they cleaned off the last two neiros. V'od etzanan, that the Mishnah said later, ha'atove bereisha, no, the pious of the atove came first, that's ba'atovesh chomesh rishenis kamer. That's going cleaning out the first five neiros. Therefore there's no steer. But they say there was, first they cleaned out the first five neiros, that's the next Mishnah later, then they made a pious for the Keteris, but then like our Mishnah says later, they came back to do the Menorah again, so our Mishnah says the Keteris, then the neiros, there's no stira. So tomorrow, L'meimra de Keteris mafsiklu, so you have to say Abaye holds that the Keteris was in between. For the Gemara of Abaye, Mesader Marocha Mishmei de Gemara, later, Abaye brings down what was the Seder, how do they do the Avodah? Mishmei the Gemara means how he's Makabel from his Rebbe's, from the Gemara. That Pidam HaTomid Mavsik Lu. You know what the Hefsik was in between cleaning out the first five neighbors. Then they stopped. Not that they did the Keteris then, but they did with the Dam. So the Keteris was after the Menorah. So Milas Akash and Abaye, how could Abaye say here that the Keteris was in between? So the Gemara answers
Amri loy kasha. No, there's no kasha here. Hahi la b'shoil. That the Rabbi says that the keteris came later. That only goes according to Abishoil. And hold the rabbonin. That we want to say here to answer the steer in the two Mishnayos. Here we go according to the rabbonin shita that the keteris was the avoider that was done in between that tavas and eris. Therefore, there's no steer. Ditanya, like learned in the Brisa, it says lo yeter v'samineros v'yachakach yaktir. Don't do all the seven neiros and then do the keteris. Ela yaktir v'yachakach yeter. That's the rabbonin shita. In other words, first do the first five hatovas and neiros, then stop and do the keteris in between, and afterwards finish off to do the last two neiros. That's the rabbonin shita. Abishol says no. Meitiv, do all seven neiros. Clean off, fix off, do that tovus of all seven neiros. V'yachakach maktir. And first later you do the keteris. So according to Abishol, the avoid you did in between that tovus neiros was the dam, the zrikas, the shchita of the korban atomid. And the keteris first came afterwards. Now the Gemara explains, my time with Abishol, what's Abishol's svara? That he says the keteris was done after all the seven neiros. The pasuk says, ba'aboike, ba'aboike, behaitivo yes aneiros. As every morning, first clean out the neiros. For a hoder, and afterwards the Torah says, yakti renu. Then first later, after all seven neiros, then you first do the keteris. For Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin do with this pasuk? The pasuk is mashma, the keteris was after all the neiros. For Rabbonin, my kom rachmona, what is the pasuk telling us? That be'idin hatova te'imik the keteris. In the middle, while you are doing the atova saneris, that's when the keteris should be burning. In other words, in between the atova saneris, that's when you do the keteris. Like Rashi says, abishur loyme native es kulam, all seven neiros. Koidim la keteris. And in between they did the dam atomit. Boiker ba boiker, the heitivo yasaneiros, that first prepare, fix up all the neiros. For ho the yaktirenu, and then you bring the keteris. So that's Abishol Shita, that first came all seven neiros, the neiros. And in between they're mastic with the dam, the shchita of the korban atomit. But the keteris came after everything. For Rabbonin say no, that the keteris came in between. And according to Rabbanan Shita, then we have the Yishuv and the Stiras and Mishnayos near in Yuma, that it's like a true, the Keteris came before the last two, but after the first five. What's the time of the Rabbanan? For Rabbanan, my Kamar, Rachmon, what does the Pesach say now? That the Idin Hatova Temik the Keteris. While you're doing the Neiris, that's when the Keteris should be done. Not that the Keteris comes after you do all the Menorah, no Fakir. The keteris should be lit, should be burning while you have the menorah going. While you're fixing up the menorah, like in between, then temik the keteris. Because if you're not going to tell me like that, hochi in the tem hochi, the pasuk says bein habayim. The next pasuk says. Aaron and in the afternoon later, before Shkia, when Aaron lit the menorah, it says there Yakti Renu, that then you should be marked to the Keteris. If you want to tell me Hochinami here also, the Beresha Madlik Neiris, the Master Keteris, Shabain, you want to tell me that's Chan these Psukim here also, that by Bain Abayim in the afternoon, first they lit the menorah, but the Pasuk is Mashma, and then it says Yakti Renu. The Pasuk says, Ubahalois Aaron and Saneros Bain Abayim, Mashma first light the menorah, and then Yakti Renu the Keteris. Is that true? If you want to tell me that is true, for Tanya, we learn not like that. We learned in the Brice, so the Pasuk says, May Erev Ad Boiker. The menorah has to burn from night until morning. So we dash in one drusher is, Tain Lo Midosa. You have to put enough oil into each nair. What does that mean? Pasuk is saying you have to have enough oil in each nair that it should be able to light throughout the whole night. So Rashi says, it means, each nair needs a chatzilug of shemin. That's going to last the longest nights of the year. In Tevis, that's when the nights are the longest. So that's how much shear you have to have the whole year. Even though in the summer months, the nights are shorter. I'll have leftover shemen then. So what? Let it burn later. Or if it's leftover, it's leftover. That's one drusha.
Dover Acha, the Gemara says another drush we dashin from this pasuk of May Erev Ad Boiker, that we dashin May Erev Ad Boiker. Ein Lecho Avoide Shekshayron May Erev Ad Boiker Elizubu Vad. That the last Avoide that you could do for the day is the lighting of the menorah. There's no other Avoide that has a din to be done beyond that you could do after the menorah. He's burning the Emurim. That's an Avoide that you could do at night. Something you could do at night, Pshita could do it after the menorah also. But an Avoide that has to be done after beyond. The last Avoide you do in the daytime is the menorah. Nothing could be done after the menorah. That's the suggestion. There's no other avoid that could be done after this. So Khura, you see clearly what? That the menorah is the last thing they did in the daytime. So when did they bring the keteris ben harbayim? That was also did that had to be done by day. So the keteris had to be done before the menorah. So you have a kashya. The apostle before says, which is mashma, after you have the neiros, then you light the keteris. And we're saying now that can't be, because the last avodah you do in the daytime is the menorah. So what's beyond the pasuk yaktirenu? Elo, what do you have to say? Elo mai kama rachmana. What does the Torah mean to say here? That of a halos aron es aneros ben rabbayin yaktirenu. That means beidin had loko say mikta keteris. That means b'shash you lighting the menorah, the keteris should be burning. Savada means the keteris comes first. It just means it says halos aron es ben rabbayin yaktirenu. It means that b'shash you're going to light the menorah, the keteris should be burning. But avad, the keteris comes first.
Gemara says, hochinami, bidin hatova te mikta keteris. That while you're doing the hatovas haneris, the keteris should already been burned. This is pshat according to Rabbonin. Now the Gemara says, v'abi shol omloch, abo shol answers back, that shani hosom nechziv oisai. No, he's masking, but this posik ba'alo esaronis haneris, here it says the word oisai, that here we say, the menorah is the last avodah, and the keteris was done before. Mashen came before in the pasuk baboike baboike ve'tivu es haneros v'od yaktirenu. That's the way darshins. That first you do all the seven atavas haneros, and then afterwards first you burn the keteris.
Differently, amulach shani hasam nechziv oisai. He says no. Here it says also. Rashi nechziv oisai gafrishis v'yakocha b'idin adloka te miktira keteris kamer. By the afternoon, the process of a halos aron es neiros ben harbayim.
Where say oisai?
He says oisai. Oisai, that was the beit. Oisai mi'erev ad boiker is kosher and nothing else. So Abishol is also asking that by night, that's a gzeres hakosav oisai. That the last avodah you have is the menorah. So then the gzeres has to be earlier. Mashenkin in the morning, he's not like that though. Could appreciate that Korcha bidin adloka tei miktu keteris, comma avul shachris b'sei de mashmel shemikra sei de ravoy de betivoy v'odi yaktirenu. Mashenkin in the morning when the pasuk says baboike baboike betivros aneros, here Abishol says the pasuk means literally that first light the menorah v'odi yaktirenu and then you bring the keteris. Good. Rapopos, this is a terrace to before that behold I demand the yom that holds that in between the atavos aneros. They brought the keteris, then there's no stir with the two mishnayos in here in Masechta Yuma. That both are emes. Our mishnah says first the keteris, and then the neiros means before the last two neiros. And the mishnah later that says first comes the menorah, and then the keteris means first comes the first five neiros, and then comes the keteris. So that's one teretz. Rav Papa says another teretz. Rav Papa Amar Lakasha. I tell you, Rabbanon Ho Abishol. I don't know if there's that sign, both Mishnahs to go according to the one. No, that's good for the Machloikis here. Horabon and Horabishrael. Shasha Papalama Lakasha. Say the Yuma, say the Yuma. There's no steerers here, there's two Mishnahs in the Yuma. Vatova Steineris. Hoditinan Keteris Beresha. That our Mishnah says the Keteris comes first. Rabbonin. The Rabbonin said the Keteris comes before the Minerva. Voditanya Neris. First comes the Neris. Beresha. That goes according to Abishrael. So that's another Teres. That our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin, and the Mishnah later goes according to Abishoyim. So the Gemara, B'mayu Kimtu L'mastis M'docha, what do you want to say our Mishnah comes out like? To Rabbonin, it goes according to Rabbonin. So the Rabbonin say what? That first comes the Keteris, and then comes the Neris. Now, Pius, and the Mishnah later talks about Pius, when you make the girl, that there it says, Fakir, first comes the Menorah, and then comes the Keteris, that's Kabishoyim. That's the second mishnah later goes according to Avishol that first you did the first
all the neiros and then afterwards you first did the keteris. What does the Sefer over there say? A third Mishnah Masechta in our Masechta Yuma. Rashi Ein Masefa. They say the Yuma. Another Mishnah later. Ketani Perak Shlishi. Hevi Loyasat Tamid LeKrein Godav Yom Kippurim. There's another Mishnah later in Perak Shlishi here that talks about Yom Kippur itself. They brought the Tamid Shel Shachar to the Yom Kippur. The Gemara says about Hevi Loyasat Tamid. They brought to the Krein Godol the Korban HaTamid. So it's mashm here that even the Korban HaTamid, also the Krein Godol had to do on Yom Kippur. Not only the special avoidance of Yom Kippur, but even the Korban HaTamid also was only kosher with the Krein Godol. So it says here, Vilo Yes HaTamid, Kortzu, he made a Shechita. Kortzu means only exactly what you have to do. Rashi says, Chotchu Chotach Boy Hechsha Shechita Brev Shnayim. He only cut exactly what you need for the Shechita, Rove of the two Simonim. That's a kosher Shechita. Omerik Acher, and somebody else finished off the Shechita. Omerik Acher Shechita Al Yodai. Somebody else finished the Shechita. Because the Kohen Godel, he had a run right now to get a Kli to Mekabel the Dam. So as soon as he finished doing a Hechsha Shechita, he stopped right there, and he ran to get the Mizrak to be Mekabel the Dam. And another Kohen now came and finished off the Shechita. So even without you don't need that Shechita, it's kosher anyway, for that you don't need the Kohen Godel. Now, Benichnas after is Mekabel the Dam, then the Kohen Gadol went in the morning to do the Keteris, like his Mashma now mission here. First came the Keteris, and then he went to Mehete Vesaneris. Yeah. So Rashi says, what the Akorchoch, Pishtaim Achrenis Kamer. The next mission there for sure is talking about the last two. The Lekalaman the Yom Keteris Kedemus Nechomish Neris. That nobody holds, that the Keteris comes so much early in the morning before the five Neris. That nobody holds. Everybody holds first comes that Tavis of the five Neiris. Now it's the Machlokes. Abba Shirl says, then comes the Keteris, then comes the last two Menoris. And the Rabbanim say, no, you finish all seven Menoris, and first lady you do the Keteris. The Kopon of the Mishnah later there says that first they did the Keteris, and then they did the Neiris. His Lukur also the Rabbanim. That next Mishnah has to go according to Rabbanim. According to Stira then, Reisha the Sefer Rabbanim, the Reishal Mishnah here that says the Keteris went first. And then went the menorah, goes according to Rabbanim, and the Sefer, the last Mishnah, also goes according to Rabbanim. Oh, Mitzias, Abishel, it's only the Mitzias, the middle one, that says first they did the menorah, and then they did the Keteris, goes according to Abishel. Trashi Reisha the Sefer, they say the Yuma, Rabbanim Betamiya, the whole Mesech de Zul, Kimishnachas, Shasuk, Kula, Mesech de Kamais, Shain Absukin, Ksuna, Lovahokin. Since it's one Mesech, it's Shver to say, in the three Mishnahs in here, the first and last go according to the Rabbanim, and the middle go according to Abishol, it's a Bissumadna. That's a Kashan Rav Papa. Amalok Rav Papa, Papa into the Nechanami, in Hatayu Reisha the Sefer Rabbanim. Our first Mishnah says the Keteris comes first, means it comes before the last five Neris, goes according to Rabbanim Shita, and who what then the last Mishnah goes according to Rabbanim Shita? Lafuki Abishol, Abishol by Stoys. I made a mistake before, but Abishol, he's the one that says that the Keteris comes after all the Menoris. And the Rabbanim Shita is that the Keteris comes in between. So our Mishnah that says first the Keteris and then the Neris means before the last two Neris. That's the first Mishnah, and that's the last Mishnah, but the Mishnah in between goes according to Abishol. So it's not Abishol, top Enechanami, not so sure, something like that. In Reisha the Sefer Rabbanim, who mitzias Abishol. So what's that now? Bishleim Abayi, Bishleim according to Abayi. He doesn't want to say the Mishnayos and one is Abishol, one is Rabbanim. He'd rather say they're all the Rabbanim. Bishleim Abayi liyom kerapopo, Reisha the Sefer Rabbanim, who mitzias Abishol, loy mukim lo. He doesn't like to give that for Teretz. So merely rather say that there's no stira, and our Mishnah that says first comes the Keteris, then the Neris, is talking about before the last two Neris. And that's what the next Mishnah says, no, first comes the Menorah, and then comes the Keteris, is talking about the first five Neris. That was Abayi's Teretz. So according to Abayi, it's very good. Abayi says these next two Mishnahs are talking about two different parts of the Avodah, but it goes according to one man the Yomah. That Avad, the first came the first five Neris, then came the Keteris, that's what our Mishnah is talking about here, the Keteris, and then came the last two Neris. And the next Mishnah that says the menorah came first, that means the first five Neris. So according to Abayi, it's very good. For the Gemara, Ella Rav Papa, my time lo yomek Abayi. How come Rav Papa also doesn't want to answer like Abayi? Because Abayi is saying a better Teretz.